to bring me back to life.
Voice of the Nation right here from our Fox Sports Radio studios in Burbank, California, alongside Kevin Figures, Jason Riley. My name is David Brickley. Back in May, the Lakers.com reporter, Mike Trudell, interviewed Gary Vee, the Lakers head trainer, and talked about Kobe's knee problem. He said that he has an articulating cartilage problem. Remember, guys, he pretty much didn't practice all last year. This is a serious problem for a guy that continues to strive to be in his prime and lead the Lakers to championships. He says Kobe doesn't have an arthritic knee, but he has a knee that has some joint degeneration into it. So something that Kobe's trying to fix. And why don't we go ahead and bring on right now Dr. Roz. He's a board-certified orthopedic surgeon right here in Beverly Hills, knows a lot about sports medicine, works with stuff like that. Can you tell us a little bit, Dr. Roz, what procedure Kobe went to Germany for to try to add a little bit of youth to those legs?
Well, you know, great question, because first of all, we have to clarify one thing about Kobe. He doesn't have a classic arthritic knee.
Okay.
Arthritis is degradation of your cartilage within your knee, and that happens over time. Then there's genetic and environmental factors. With respect to Kobe, he's a top athlete, and he damaged areas of his knee where he damaged areas and lost cartilage. So this is what he's been dealing with. And back in May of 2010, he actually had surgery where he had fragments removed out of his knee. So when he went to Germany, he actually went to get PRP done. And what PRP is, PRP, P standing for platelets. It's derived from your own blood. So basically, after filtering your own blood, you take the cells out and the plasma out, and you have platelets remaining. Now, the advantage of these platelets is they're highly concentrated, about 10 times the concentration of what's in your normal blood. And they can be injected directly in the damaged areas. And what they do is they catalyze the growth of normal and new tissue. So blood platelets contain what we call potent growth factors, which are necessary to begin and start tissue repair and regenerate at our injury site. You know, this technology has been around since the 70s, but as of the past 5 years, it's become more and more popular because we've realized that these concentrated platelets contain large reservoirs of growth factors and cytokines. And not only do they provide a scaffold for healing for our tissues in damaged areas, they also induce those cells that are able to produce, such as chondrocytes, to produce more cartilage. So, and on top of that, there's significant anti-inflammatory effects as well. So with respect to Kobe's knee, this actually is one of the best options that's out there at this point.
Dr. Roz, don't test me on any of that. I'm going to fail that test. All those different words you use, but
I'm sorry.
No, at the end of the day, though, I mean, this is a solution to knee problems that could be what is considered a financial gamble, kind of on an unproven science. Is there a reason why he went to Germany? Is this in the USA maybe not approved yet, or it's still in the process of getting approved?
Well, you know, I think the biggest reason he went to Germany is, number one, in the U.S., there's been a lot of controversy about the usage of PRP. We've had a lot of physicians start using it because without understanding why and what they're using it for and for what indications. So because of that, there's a lack of data. And in Europe, in a lot of factors, especially Germany, they tend to be a lot more advanced and a lot more accepting, and they don't have this strong regulatory factors as we do have here in the USA. So I would suspect, because of the proven data and the data out there in Germany, that's probably why he went to Germany to get this done.
Now, Dr. Roz, Kobe's not the first athlete to have tried this. I believe Tiger Woods also had this procedure done not too long ago. His career has yet to get back on track. I believe Brandon Roy had this procedure done last season before he made his comeback with Portland in the postseason. And I also think Bartolo Colon, the pitcher for the Yankees, had that, and he's actually having a bounce-back season. So is it a situation where this is still kind of in the experimental process and it's really not foolproof and it can maybe work for some athletes and not work for others? Or is it inconclusive right now, the exact results this procedure has?
Well, here, let's backtrack a bit. I mean, with a guy, for example, Kobe's situation where he has damaged cartilage, loss of cartilage within his knee, his options are limited. So you start jumping into the realm of replacements. And yeah, you and I know a replacement and a young athlete, you know, in his phase of his career will destroy someone's career. So, you know, the goal is joint preserving technologies. Now, the issue with PRP is, although we don't have a lot of data, we do have studies such as in Stanford back in 2006 on 20 to 25 patients where they had significantly positive results with PRP injections for knee OA. So, I mean, there are studies supporting it, but there's no strong study out there that stands there. But in the end of the day, when we're talking about joint preservation, we're, you know, it's a minor financial loss for these players. So there's no harm with trying PRP.
Once again, we are joined here on Voice of the Nation by Dr. Raj, one of the top orthopedic surgeons in the world. Dr. Raj, I wanted to ask you, in the case of Lakers center Andrew Bynum, and I'm not sure how familiar you are with his injuries, but off the top of my head, I think he's had three different surgeries on that knee. He's also had a surgery on his Achilles tendon. I've always argued that knees don't magically just improve over time, and especially after we see something like this many injuries occur regularly in his career. Based on what you know about his knee injuries, should it be expected that we'll see more instances of this same kind of injury, or is it something that that might clear up as his career goes on?
You know, I'll be honest with you. You know, at his young age right now, with his size, this is going to be a perpetual problem for Andrew.
Yep.
You know, unfortunately, you know, it's two factors. Once you lose cartilage, cartilage doesn't automatically regenerate back. You lose it, it's gone. And, you know, from damage, impact, and what normal basketball players go through in terms of cycles and impact, you know, it's definitely not going to get better. And, you know, unfortunately, rest is not an option for players.
Absolutely. Once again, joined by Dr. Raj, a certified orthopedic surgeon in Beverly Hills, does a lot of sports medicine and joint replacement. We needed someone like you, Dr. Raj, an expert, to break it down for us. We hope, just like you said in that study, maybe 20 to 25 people significantly have positive results, and we'll hope to have Kobe at a prime level for a few more years.
Well, I will say one thing that's coming about right now is now we're starting to realize, and in fact myself, the addition of stem cells with PRP for arthritis is becoming more and more in vogue because it's these stem cells that are going to be basically activated by the growth factors from the platelets that will cause the production of cartilage in these areas that are devoid of cartilage.
Dr. Raj, thanks so much. We're going to be calling you again if we have any medical questions at all throughout the Lakers regular season. Thanks so much for joining us, doctor.
Thank you.
There he is, Dr. Raj, the orthopedic surgeon right there in Beverly Hills.